Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Future Stories, What's Next? By David Christian. Published in 2022, this book offers an insightful exploration into how humanity anticipates and plans for the future. Christian, a respected history professor at Macquarie University who co-founded the Big History Project with Bill Gates, employs a comprehensive approach to understanding time. He draws from various disciplines, including biology, philosophy, and cosmology, to reveal the foundational methods behind our future decision-making processes. Future Stories goes beyond simple predictions. It challenges us to think about the ethical implications and responsibilities we hold as stewards of our planet and the future. It's a must-read for historians, whether you are an amateur enthusiast or a professional in the field, as well as anyone deeply concerned with climate change or interested in improving their impact on tomorrow. Join us as we uncover the lessons from Future Stories and find out how being informed about the past and understanding the present can shape a better future. Future Stories, What's Next? Introduction. Exploring the dual nature of the future. Have you ever considered how the future seems to be a paradoxical mix of predictability and uncertainty? On one hand, there appears to be an unchangeable cycle, birth, life, death, that suggests everything is preordained. Yet on the other, life feels like an unpredictable current, always ready to throw unexpected opportunities or challenges our way. Could you win the lottery tomorrow? Or perhaps encounter your soulmate? The unpredictability of these events makes the future seem like a mysterious, ever-changing stream. This dual nature of the future presents a unique challenge. How can we navigate decisions when we're unsure if we're faced with destiny or possibility? This is the crux of David Christian's Future Stories, which invites us on an epic exploration from the origins of life to the far reaches of future possibilities. Join us as we strive to understand not just the events that might unfold, but our own roles within these narratives, across both time and space. Part 1. Navigating the Free Will and Determinism Tightrope. Every person encounters a dizzying array of choices each day, bearing a weight of responsibility that can feel crushing at times. Do you think you're in full control of your decisions? Here's a twist. Perhaps you're not as free as you believe. Yet despite this, you remain accountable for every choice you make. Confused? You're not alone. To get to the bottom of this, let's dive into a historical debate about the nature of time itself, influenced by two ancient Greek philosophers with opposing views. Heraclitus posited that time and the future are fluid, constantly shifting and full of surprises, akin to a turbulent river. We'll refer to this concept as A-series time. Conversely, Parmenides argued that the future is set in stone, a sequence of predetermined events that unfold inexorably, which we'll call B-series time. Both perspectives present their own dilemmas. In A-series time, the concept of the present is fleeting. When does the future morph into now? And in B-series time, ideas such as choice and free will seem moot, leading to the deterministic view that everything, including reading this summary, is predestined. So how can we reconcile these conflicting views? Enter compatibilism, a philosophical sweet spot, suggesting that free will and determinism can coexist peacefully. Compatibilism proposes that while certain aspects of our lives are inevitable, like death and taxes, there exists a space within these boundaries for personal agency and choice. Embracing compatibilism transforms how we engage with the future. It acknowledges our capacity to choose, set against a backdrop of predetermined elements. This perspective invites us to ponder deeply about how we make decisions, a process fraught with uncertainty, fear, and anxiety. To strategically navigate these choices, one can employ what's known as future management. This approach involves mapping out the future, not as a vague mystery, but through a more structured framework of possibilities and preferences. We categorize future outcomes into four different types. the probable, the plausible, the possible, and the preposterous. Decision-making then becomes a balancing act of aligning our desires with the likelihood of different outcomes. If we desire something that seems preposterous, it might be wise to adjust our expectations. However, if something we yearn for falls into the probable category, perhaps we should dare to dream a bit bigger. By understanding these categories and where our aspirations fit within them, we can make more informed, bold, and effective choices about our future. Part 2. Decoding the Blueprint of Future Management in Biology. Surprisingly, our first lessons in managing the future don't start with sophisticated technologies or complex theories, but rather at the microscopic level of life itself, the cell. You might wonder how can cells, devoid of brains or consciousness, engage in any form of decision-making. Interestingly, even without cognitive faculties, cells inherently perform actions that mirror sophisticated future management processes, similar to those we might study in a business or psychology class. Dive into the microscopic world, and you'll find cells bustling with activity, meticulously coordinated by components such as DNA, ribosomes, and proteins. Every molecule and gene has a role, primarily focused on the cell's survival and functionality. These cellular components communicate through basic if and then commands, creating an internal dialogue geared towards making decisions that safeguard the cell's future. Consider the process where a cell decides to convert sugar into energy. The decision isn't premeditated but is guided by a sequence that starts with a preference, ideally a sugar-rich environment. The cell isn't passive. It actively seeks out confirmation of sugar presence through sensor proteins that explore and report back. This feedback triggers the third phase, action. Armed with evidence, the cell produces the proteins necessary to break down sugar for energy. This simplified example underscores a fundamental truth. The capacity for future management is embedded in life's very fabric, from solitary cells to complex organisms like humans. This capability is not limited to life forms with brains, but is an intrinsic property observable even in plants. Take the example of the Venus flytrap, discovered by Charles Darwin. It needs significant energy to snap shut, so it only commits to this action when there's a high likelihood of capturing food, indicated by the simultaneous triggering of its sensors. This discerning approach to energy expenditure based on probable outcomes exemplifies future management in plants. Animals, and by extension humans, have developed even more intricate systems to navigate the future. But the foundational steps remain unchanged. Establish a preference, evaluate probability, and then take action based on the gathered data. For humans, this process becomes profound as we possess the capacity for both rapid responsive actions and slow, deliberate decision-making, facilitated by our advanced neurological frameworks. In a typical human scenario, imagine setting a financial goal. First, you assess if your target income is realistic by analyzing relevant trends and data. If the evaluation indicates viability, you proceed. Otherwise, adjustments are made, a testament to our flexible approach to future management. While many living beings use basic forms of this process, humans are uniquely capable of reflecting on our decisions, thanks to our consciousness. From our earliest ancestors to present-day societies, these processes have shaped evolution and facilitated survival across millennia. This look into cellular and organismal behavior highlights an essential insight. All living things, regardless of complexity, participate in shaping their futures through decision-making processes. Humans, with our unique conscious awareness, have the added capacity to influence not just our personal destinies, but potentially the trajectory of the entire planet and even the cosmos. Every choice and action takes on a new significance when seen as part of this broader biological heritage of future management. Part 3. The Evolving Timelines of Humanity's Future. As we delve into the vast expanse of humanity's history, it becomes clear that our perception of time and the future dramatically shifts depending on the era and society we examine. Let's start by breaking down the three types of time that have influenced human civilization: natural time, psychological time, and social time. Natural time is governed by the rhythms of nature, the rise and fall of the sun, the changing seasons, and our own biological clocks. Then there's psychological time, which is highly subjective and varies based on personal experiences. Time can drag during a dull day at work or fly by during a joyful gathering with friends. Lastly, we encounter social time, a construct that organizes our modern lives through schedules, such as work hours, school calendars, and holidays, often overshadowing natural and psychological time. The way humans have envisioned the future has been closely tied to these concepts of time. Flashback 10,000 years to the end of the foundational era, where humans lived in small groups, integral to their environment rather than dominant over it. During this period, the future was a personal affair, deeply intertwined with the immediate natural world and a spiritual realm filled with deities and mystic forces. Transitioning into the agrarian era marked a significant shift. Societies expanded into larger formations like states, and with this growth came the need to manage futures on a grander scale. The advent of property and livestock ownership necessitated the development of writing systems, not for literary expression, but for practical record keeping. This early documentation was a primitive form of data collection, enabling people to observe patterns and make predictive calculations about future outcomes. Despite these advancements, the spiritual realm still held sway over these ancient societies. Prominent figures like the Roman philosopher Cicero viewed divination as a legitimate element of future management, bridging the known and the mysterious. Over time, the nature of divination evolved, becoming more reflective of observable trends and patterns, offering generalized guidance that could adapt to a range of future possibilities. This period of transformation is what Karl Jaspers, a German-Swiss philosopher, termed the Axial Age. Not so much a distinct era, but a phase across various cultures experiencing simultaneous peaks in philosophical and religious thought. It was a time of profound intellectual ferment that laid the foundations for future scientific and technological advancements. By the dawn of 1800, the gears of technology and science spun faster than ever before, propelling humanity into a new phase of existence where the remaking of the Earth seemed within our grasp. The scale of human responsibility broadened from managing tribes or states to stewarding the entire planet. In this grand scheme, if every human is akin to a cell, collectively, we've morphed into a complex multicellular organism, charged with the welfare of our entire species and the health of the planet we inhabit. This analogy not only highlights our interconnectivity, but also underscores the critical role of collective learning and shared responsibility in shaping the future, a task that continues to evolve as we step into new frontiers of knowledge and possibility. Part 4: Envisioning and Navigating Our Collective Future. As we stand today, the velocity of change outpaces the length of a human life significantly. Remember the world as it was during your childhood? Chances are, it's radically different now. We've adapted to a constantly shifting landscape, becoming somewhat numb to the rapid transformations that continually reshape our lives. Moreover, our understanding of cause and effect has deepened. Thanks to the vast records of history, we can identify which trends tend to persist and which are likely to change, often understanding the underlying reasons for these shifts. This foundational knowledge fuels our creativity and imagination, empowering us to forecast a spectrum of possible futures based on the data we have. The human condition has improved markedly. Life expectancy has more than doubled over the past two centuries. Modern advances mean that we no longer expect to have many children for the sake of ensuring some survive. Today, one or two children can be expected to live through to adulthood in better health and prosperity than ever before. Poverty, while still present, has seen significant declines. Our knowledge has expanded, our numbers have grown, and along with this, our moral values have evolved. We hold more power and thus bear heavier responsibilities. Today, managing our future involves more than philosophical speculation. It is a vital, practical concern with immediate consequences. What future do we aspire to create? Among the myriad possibilities, which are plausible and which are achievable? How do we sidestep undesirable futures and navigate towards preferable ones? On the cosmic scale, these questions may seem inconsequential. However, they are crucial for us here and now, as we grapple with rapid population and economic growth, coupled with daunting climate challenges. Current global trends suggest we are steering our own destiny, yet not always in directions that promise an equitable and safe world for everyone. The question then becomes, what actions do we take moving forward? The decisions we make soon could lead us toward a future of harmony and cooperation, akin to a Star Trek scenario, or towards a more bleak, conflict-ridden reality, reminiscent of Star Wars. Given the historical data and trends at our disposal, we can foresee the likely outcomes of the next few centuries if we maintain our current trajectory. We also possess enough insight to predict the effects of potential changes. This is the essence of future management, making informed choices that consider not just the individual, but the collective well-being of humanity. Essentially, each human decision reflects a cellular decision aimed at benefiting the entire organism. Recognizing our interconnectedness and the potential impact of our choices can inspire us to consider the broader implications of our actions, not just for the near future, but for the survival and thriving of humanity on a planetary scale. Final summary. From the microcosmic cells to the macrocosmic motions of human civilizations, future management has been an integral part of existence. Even within the immutable laws of physics that frame our universe, the phenomenon of choice exerts significant influence, indicating its evolutionary advantage and underscoring its importance across all forms of life. Indeed, every living organism, from single cells to complex human societies, follows a distinct decision-making protocol. This begins with setting a clear objective, proceeds through meticulous data collection about existent trends, and culminates in decisive actions that seek to meet these goals. This sequence underscores the fundamental nature of future-based decision-making inherent to life. As humanity has progressed, the sophistication and stakes of future management have significantly grown. In our current age, as we stand at a pivotal juncture, the skills we employ to navigate and shape the future are more critical than ever. The decisions we make today do not just influence immediate outcomes, but set the trajectory for future generations. This moment in human history is fraught with potential crises that challenge our continued existence and prosperity on this planet. How we manage our resources, respond to climate change, handle technological advancements, and govern our societies will dictate the scope and quality of our future. Thus, wielding the tools of future management, informed by the enduring strategies honed through epochs of evolution, is not just an academic exercise, but a vital necessity. Each choice, while seemingly individual, resonates through the collective fate of humanity, emphasizing the profound responsibility we hold. As we navigate these complex decisions, our legacy and the legacy of the human species will be shaped for centuries to come. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.